Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters. We give thanks to God for granting us a unifying heart in seeking God's will during this election season and be a great testimony for our God. U.S. presidential elections will impact the world, for it will be identified as a major risk in the world politics. And follow by the Russian-Ukraine conflicts and then the developments. And then the development of AI technology. The world inflation, extreme weather are all the risks we need to be aware as well. So all of these risks are highly relevant to governments worldwide. So facing so much uncertainty, how should we, the church, deal with the power from the governments? And what is our responsibilities? How should we, the Church of Christ, stand firm on our behalf, on our belief, by walking on the path of the truth? And what's the relationship of church and its government? What should a church and its government's relationship be so it is according to God's plan? Let's bow and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. We thank you for your grace, for your guidance, for your salvation, and also for giving us your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, bled on the cross, died, and resurrected 3 days after. And as he's resurrected, we all have the hope. And we ask that, Father, you give us the wisdom and reveal to us the mysteries that you have given to us according to the Bible, and help us to learn to identify what is the right way and the incorrect ways to, while we are on this earth, to walk on your path. May we commit ourselves to truly and trust you, and then willingly to follow your path, your leadership. And let us continue to pursue on the path of on your path. And we ask you at this time, bless our time as we come before you to worship and hear your words. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So 2 points. Different authorities destined by God. Brothers and sisters living in this world as Christians, there are many times we all get confused and wonder why the coexistence of church and government. So how should we deal with such relationship so it is pleasing to God? If believers do not understand the relationship between the two, will there be trouble brewing? The answer to it is yes. Why? Just like last time I have mentioned before, that as a Christian, we have a dual citizenship. One as a citizen of heaven and also a citizen of this world. If we don't face and treat both citizenship correctly, it will bring us troubles. But if we correctly handle the two citizens, It will bring us peace. So if we correctly handle the two citizenship, the statuses, it will definitely bring us the conflicts and wars. Why is it that? Why is that? For two citizenships will result in two different standpoints, from two standpoints. One is based out of the biblical teaching, while the other is based out of this world. So if we are not careful, highly possible, we will see things from the world perspective. But if we do this correctly and balanced, then we will be able to live in peace and comfort. So if we live in a confrontation situation, our life will fill with tense relationship. So as a Christian, we must understand clearly as to what is a church and what is a government. A church is different from governments. On the flip side, a government is not a church. So what authority does a church possess? And how about for a government? So once we understand the relationship, then we know how to correctly handle both entities. So what is a church? A church is a gathering place where God's children congregate. So today, we are here as a church. So when the believers congregate together, it's called a church. So is church the heavenly kingdom? We can say it is a preview of what a heavenly kingdom is like. And this is from this is a perspective looking from an invisible church. But if we look at it from a perspective of visible church, then the church represents a transition into God's kingdom. In other words, when we were all called by our Lord Jesus, including all saints and Christ follows in eternity, we shall see the full revelation of God's kingdom. So once again, the church. Today, our church is a preview of what a heavenly kingdom is going to be like. So you may ask, if God established the world governments, why do we still need churches? So is a church established by God? And are the government established by God? If they are, then why they are always in a conflict situation? So are the government established by God? Yes. From Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So every authority was being given by God. And the authorities that exist have been established by God. And then is the establishment of church needed? Of course, the establishment of church exists is for man's redemption. In other words, as long as there is a need for man's redemption, there will always be churches. When Adam sinned and fell, God's salvation immediately came to him. In Old Testament, a church was illustrated as a family, a nation. After Holy Spirit came during the Pentecost, churches came into the front. From its infancy to full maturity, from a projection to a physical representation, until the second coming of Christ Jesus, church shall continue to exist. So from infancy to full maturity. And after Pentecost came, from imaginary salvation to physically a church and into Christ Jesus. We see that once the salvation is complete, the history will come to an end. And this is when the new heaven and earth will begin. So once again, once salvation is complete, the history of humanity will come to an end. And then that this is when the new heaven and earth will begin. So once salvation is complete, human history will come to an end. And then this time is when the new heaven and earth will begin. So this is God's mysteries, God's salvation, how beautiful, wonderful it is. So what's the purpose of the earthly authorities, the government? They exist to manage the fallen sinners. They are, their main purpose is to manage the people. So we know the Bible has continuing, it's a progressive revelation of the salvation, it looks like. And then we know the government, the reason the government exists is for them to manage the people. And then in the human history, it would allow the salvation to begin. As long as the history continues, the governments will exist for all the fallen people, sinners will need to be managed. So are all of governments given by God to churches and to worldly governments the same? So are all the authority given by God to church and to governments the same? No, they are different. Jesus said, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And this is from Matthew chapter 16. But then on the other hand, when Paul was talking about the submissions to governments, he said, for the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servant, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoers. And this is from Romans 13. According to the Bible, we know what authority did God give to his church. It is the authority to use a key to the heavenly kingdom. So what authority did God give to the earthly the governments? What authority did God give to government? It is the authority for them to use their force and swords. So all the governments shall act as a guardians for its people. They shall manage to protect lives and lead to the possibility of promoting its mission and culture. And it provides a platform for all church to carry out their ministries. So we see that the governments act as a guardians, and all church should give testimony with a key to heaven, heavenly kingdom, in the authority of Jesus, his message, and his people. If we are to describe the relationship between church and government in one statement, we can say that God has given authority of using a key to all churches. He gave authority, the governments, the force and sword to each government. And ultimately, it is allowed the two entities to have their own differences, but they are able to achieve the goals to praise God and benefit people. So is it necessary to have the coexistence of church and government? Yes, it is necessary. Are their authority responsibilities and goals the same? Are their authority, responsibility, and goals the same? No, they are not. So with the full gospel, we have to fully present the gospels. We cannot keep just a partial gospel. It has to be full gospels we are sharing. So the establishment of church and governments they were all installed by God and used by God. And how long will both entities last? We can say they will exist till the end time, the time this earthly government perished. For the commission of the government are coming to an end, so they will have no purpose for their existence. And at the end, they shall see the end result. And once again, it is a necessity for both church and government to exist in today's world. Yes. And their authorities, their responsibilities, and the goals are not the same. Their establishments were installed by God, and they will be used by God. So how long will both entities, church and government, last? They will exist till the end time. So after the government perish and come to an end, the church will continue and transform and become the perfect and wonderful heavenly kingdom. So exactly what are the relationship, respected relationship, the responsibility of church and governments? We need to understand them so we will be able to fulfill our commitment, fulfill our responsibility that God has tasked to us. So we know each one should fulfill its their own mission. So brothers and sisters, first of all, we must know and realize that God is a creator of all and the ruler of all. He has ultimate authority over all. So despite the governments on this earth all rise and against God, ultimately, God has already expressed his utmost authority over all. The judgment of tomorrow represents his authority today. And God, with his standard, and not by the worldly standard, is to judge the world. No matter under what kind of government we are under, we know that God has given them the authority over us. So what do we do? So we must be rest assured that in the end, there will be judgments. And this judgment is not based on the worldly view, but rather it's based on God's view. So God, with his standard, and not by the worldly standard, is to judge the world. Therefore, according to Psalm 96:10, proclaims, it says, among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Equity. And judge a people with equities, and also in Psalm chapter 2, 10. And even God, according to Psalms, God has warned the officials in the government. Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. God does warn the officials, the kings and the rulers. He has warned not just the kingdom, the kings, but all of the rulers of the earth, all the people on this earth. So if God gives churches and the earthly governments to fulfill their responsibilities, then they shall fulfill their individual mission accordingly. They shall fulfill their individual missions accordingly. As a result, they will be a good government. That's according to God's perspective. If you remember back in the Old Testament, David, under David, that was a good government. And we know during the government under David, the government was not perfect. As we all know, even he himself had committed sins against God. He committed murders. So we may study more about the governments that's by ruled by David in the future. So if God gives church and governments to fulfill their responsibility, then they shall fulfill their individual mission and responsibility accordingly. So what are the missions for church and government? What are the missions for church and government? And for us, we shall know what are the missions for our church. We all shall know. The first responsibility of any church is preaching the truth. The preaching of successful evangelism is a false teaching. Rather, we shall preach just the truth. For church shall be the pillar and foundation of the truth. That's from Timothy 3:15. Church shall be the pillar and foundation of the earth, of the truth. So church shall teach the truth internally and preach the gospel externally. This is the first responsibility of all churches. So evangelism focuses on mission, and this is God's great commission for his church. Oops, oops, sorry. So, church must worship and glorify God. Among all people, God choose only the church, for church can recognize and worship the true God. Therefore, the church should be in worship, should live in worship, in the condition of unity and holiness, and also be able to witness for Christ, for God, and glorify God's names. At the same time, the church is to faithfully shepherd God's flock. So, therefore, God never gives worldly governments such a responsibility. Rather, God gives government the responsibility to carry out righteous, promote people's livelihood, protect and defend the countries. So, these are the difference between the church and governments. The way the church and government manage their methodology and the purpose of their existence are all different, including their responses to God's authorities. So, worldly governments use sword. With you, use sword force to manage their people. They establish legal systems, prisons, police, and with sword to enforce their management, to implement the respect of his law. This is what God has given the right for the sword of the government to enforce. So if God grant the government the sword to manage its people, then they shall have the authority to establish their legal systems, their police, and all the laws to manage its people in order to implement its laws. However, church are not allowed to use a force to enforce and manage its flock. Rather, it is through the Holy Spirit using the truth to lead the conscience of God's people. So we must know the different responsibility between the church and the government. For both of existence are different. The existing of the church is ex an eternal existence that transcends everything, an existence that exists forever. But the existence of government is only in histories. It is temporary. The purpose of the two is di are the purpose of the two are different. The church has a mission and a duty to bear witness to the name of the Lord and to preach the gospel and to bring people to the Lord and to do God's will. But on the other hand, we know the governments are temporary. So God has set it up so that his plan of salvation will be carried out. And then the gospel could be preached. Just like last week, I have shared with you all, the government's job is to protect and maintain the its societies. And if they don't do that, possibly the government will become a persecutor to its own people. So the government and the church, their existence are, the purpose for their existence are different. And once again, if there's no government, then there will be no opportunity for us to continue to preach the gospels. So the coexistence are the commands of God. Since both of them are established by God. So earthly governments are to manage the worldly things, while churches are to manage spiritual manner. In the plans of God's redemption, the existing of governments of the worldly matter is a church to fulfill the mission of the spread of gospel. So we know the first priority of this world is a church. Second is the government. Despite all of the entities or any matters, we know God is the first. He is the ruler of all. He has authority over all. So we know that Jehovah is a king of all kings. For all created beings are under his authority. And we know that in all things belong to God. It is very clearly identified. For we know all created beings are under his authorities and through Christ Jesus. So we know that in all things belong to God. So behind the governments are the hands of God, for none of it will escape from God's control, God's judgments. And God's hands are on in everything. And nothing will escape from God's hands. So in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So as we reflect, there may be time that we may not be done correctly, but remember, in all things, God works for the goods of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And let us all are willing to submit under him. The church directly, willingly, completely, and totally should submit under God's sovereignty. Totally submit to God's sovereignty. But for the governments, they may not necessarily is willing to submit to God's sovereignty. And it is the governments, the earthly governments, it's hard for them to submit to God, for they feel the right, the control, power is over what they can imagine. So they would not give up their authority to God and submit to God. So if we look at, reflect to all of histories, if any governments have fight against God, those countries all ended up not in a good place. So we pray for God, we pray to God to give the leaders of each government have a wisdoms to recognize who has ultimate authority over them. So a lot of time, rather to fight for the right, the authority is all about a breath. Once we have no breath, then we know that's the end of our life. So we all shall remember and recognize and be able to surrender to God's authority and sovereignty. So we have to pray for the country. We have to pray for leaders and pray that God will give them the wisdom to know the Most High God, that they will pray in sincerity and not hypocrisy. Opposition between Christian and government should not be created by us, nor we shall use a religion to oppose the governments, nor use a government to oppress the church. These are not the things a true Christian would do. So, brothers and sisters, from the beginning to today, we can conclude that no matter under what country, what government, or in under any era, as long as the relationship between churches and governments are well managed, knowing the will of God, the country and era will surely prosper. The church in this era will also be reviving. Revival, will have revival. And this is special under God's blessings that the church will revive. And if we reflect back to the histories, we have seen the spiritual revival in Holland, in Germany, in England. They all have revived by God. And then if we look at the US, we have two revival periods, or two spiritual revival era. So if during the era, if the conflicts exist between church and governments, then there will be chaos. The whole country will be covered in darkness, and church will become desolate. So we have witnessed the results of the religion and the governments. From a Catholic background, we have seen so many bad examples that happens in the past, and the corruptions at the church and all that. So it's very important to remember this. Can church involve in the politics? Can individual, a Christian, participate in the politics? Yes. So both of the church and government must practice righteousness, follow God's will, and to glorify God. Both will not exceed their authority and shall not interfere with one another. And they should not oppose each other. But they shall do their due diligent job and duties, so the people will have peace and be healthy, and the country will be revived and will be blessed. So as a result, you will achieve the goals of glorifying God and benefit people. So brother and sister, what's the relationship between the church and earth and the governments? Different authority destined by God. Each one should fulfill his own missions. May God bless you all. Let's bow and pray. Father, we give thanks to you. We give all the glories and honor to you. We thank you for your promise. That we are able to see and clearly understand your words. And we have seen what you have predestined from the very beginning, that we are able to come and we're able to follow you. And help us to continue to carry out the great commission you have given to us, that we continue dedicated, committed to assure your gospels. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.